Military, government, and industrial leaders are in Pennsylvania to talk about the future of America's defense infrastructure. From our news partner WITF, Jordan Wilkie reports Senator Dave McCormick is using the summit to announce billions in investments in Pennsylvania industries.
Already, more than $34 billion in defense contracts have flowed into Pennsylvania since January 1st, 2025. He announced many of those investments at the summit he led last year on artificial intelligence and energy. During his opening remarks at this year's summit, hosted at the Army War College in Carlisle, McCormick says there's more investments to come.
And this year's summit will again make billions of dollars worth of announcements that will create thousands of jobs for Pennsylvanians and plant seeds that over time will grow into an even stronger, more diversified, and more innovative defense industrial base.
Congress is spending more than ever before on defense, appropriating over $1 trillion in last year's budget and debating President Trump's $1.5 trillion request for defense spending this year. More than 190,000 Pennsylvanians work in the defense industry, from producing large caliber munitions in Scranton, to combat vehicles in York, to drone and robotics in Pittsburgh, and new shipbuilding development in Philadelphia. In Carlisle, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
A vacant church in North Philly will be converted into workforce housing. The project in Strawberry Mansion will reuse the neighborhood landmark to create more than 40 affordable rentals. Travis Seal leads Select Redevelopment and says most of the century-old building will remain.
This project offered a really good starting point in terms of being able to preserve the structure and the bones of the building, which was attractive. And then in addition to that, the historical element, the location, the park frontage, the high visibility, just had a lot of stuff going for it that made it an intriguing project.
The $10 million project is privately funded, with most of the money coming from a construction loan and a real estate investment fund. Construction is slated to start this summer.